Boom.
Do you mind just waiting about a minute while I go another slash?
You've been celebrating the result, bitch!
Oh, all right, that's better. Okay, listen, thank you very much for coming. I know some people have travelled a long, long, long way, and I really do appreciate it, as we all do. And we appreciate everyone for coming, even if you haven't come a long way. What am I? Not just isolating those who've travelled distance. So, hey, this is all right. Did I cry for help when the dam burst? Did my silence just make it feel worse? Was it hard to get by without me? Or did you just forget all about me? Absence lasts any longer. And will your hearts grow marginally fonder? With a couple of songs off the new record, The Leaving of London. Yeah. And now we're going back right towards the beginning. There's a track off New Riverhead. And it's a heavy old behemoth. Okay. Thank you. This is one of our three greatest hits. We've got our little kind of folder of hit singles that worked. And this is one of them. This has been covered by a lot of people. So, hooray! Actually, it's kind of quite flattering when people cover your records, you know, because it's a bit of a surprise, you know, you don't expect them to, and then you kind of find out they have, and you think, oh, that's good. They must like it.
Thank you.
Song is a kind of a tribute. I don't kind of often write songs about how I admire people because I think it's a bit kind of silly, really. You know, I love you so much. But of course, there are a few icons in your life that you do mean a huge amount to you. I did write a song about Stan Bowles once, but I never recorded it. Although I should have done it. It was quite good. It's called "Someday I'm Gonna Win." I wrote it in about 1974 or something. Oh, is it all right? I kind of seem to remember that. I might record that, actually. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about that. I went to school about a mile down the road, in Marylebone Road. There's Marylebone Grammar School. And right on Marylebone Road, right directly opposite Marylebone County Courts. And my classroom, or the school's no longer a school anymore, it's like office buildings now. But right opposite was Marylebone County Court. So I'd sit in my class, look out of the window, and you'd see all the people going in and out of the court, including my mate Ian Wilson once, who nicked my bike. But that's not why he was in court. But I was having my lunch at school and walked down the street, and there was a Black Mariah with Ian Wilson in it. And he went, "Oh, hello, Nick." And I went, "Oh, Ian." I said, "What are you doing?" And he went, "3 years," and disappeared. And that is true. That's true. But the other one is, I was sitting in my classroom and there was a big melee outside the courtroom, and it was John Lennon and Yoko Ono having their celebrated trial in Marylebone County Court. So I put my hand up and I went, "Oh, please, sir, can I go to the toilet?" And he said, "Yeah," and I went across the road and ran and kind of got in the crowd in my school uniform. I was kind of, John and Yoko came out of the court and I was like, "Ooh, John and Yoko," and I was like that. And ever since, they've shown that on TV repeatedly, of them coming out of the courtroom, and I am never in it. And I always look for myself. I was there. And my wife Jan and my daughter Deb have been subjected to this every time it comes on about once a year. And I go, and I freeze frame it, and I go, I was definitely there. But I'm never there. So perhaps it's a lie. Oh, Jimi Hendrix could do that with such aplomb on the Lulu show, you know, wow. Everyone goes, wow. Even my mum looked at that and went, Corey's good. Nothing to do with his playing. It was the fact that he managed to tune his guitar smartly, you know.
Thank you. stand outside my door. If you were a hoover of my words, if you were one to hear the message no one else has ever heard. If I told you, would you care? If I told you, would you care?
Thank you.
I wonder what excites you. What stimulates the senses? What keeps the mind running? After the wheels have locked, I see. Whether I should try and bluff it and pretend I meant it, but in the end I thought, no, I'm not going to bother with that. I'm going to start again. Yeah. Thank you. Turned up late and he just kind of ran onto the pitch and started playing at the end of the game. Went back into the changing rooms and he was swinging from a big bottle of water. And I said, oh, guess that. Like that. Go back to him and say, oh, what made you late? And he went, oh, well, you know, I've been too well this week. And I'm like, oh, fucking hell, I've got a gig on Saturday. And I've been really paranoid. I didn't even go to the pub because I didn't want to catch germs. I thought it might make me sound all hoarse and unpleasant, which of course it doesn't really matter anyhow. But so, you know, I was having this kind of lemon drink that. Oh, thank you. This isn't a lemon drink. But I got recommended this honey lemon glycerin drink. And I thought, well, that sounds quite nice. It took us the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life, and it's awful. I wasn't the most disgusting. I've had worse, but that wasn't good. I don't know why I'm telling you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. okay, and we're just about coming up to the last song. I know. But, you know, that's it's a little bit of a, you know, a bit of a, I'm trying to think of a word. Something or other, I can't think of the word, old brain's gone. But what I'm really saying is that we'll probably do it, of course. Sham, a hollow sham of a sham. Thank you. live. Thank you so much indeed. Brilliant. Can I have a hand for Paul Simmons on the guitar? Abe Shaw on the bass. Dave Pierce on the drums. And of course me. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
I really think we're going to have to do one gig every 5 years, Jack Rose.
To announce that today is the 17th anniversary of Dave Crosby's liver transplant. I've got to say, that's from Paul. I didn't know that. He's a mine of information. I wasn't going to say useless, but not to Dave Crosby, obviously. Useful. Thank you. This is an old song, Special Treat. It's an old one off New Riverhead that we've never played live, but we thought we'd rehearse it because it's a good song, you know. Merchandise. My mate Al will sell it to you over there. We've got CDs, T-shirts, LPs, all that. EPs. Go and spend your money. You ready? Anyhow, look, thanks a lot for coming. Hope you enjoyed it. See you again. Bye. Oh. Well, basically, we've run out of songs now, so this is a cover version that we broke with tradition and rehearsed twice for this. We usually only do one rehearsal, but we rehearsed twice. And while we were rehearsing, we were messing about, and we did a kind of old cover version from the 60s, and we thought, hey, this is quite fun. Just thank you so much for some merchandise. Cheers.